All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are talking a little bit about the Tigers, the over-under 80.5, and I've just said, like, that's not a barometer for success for me for this season. I mean, they have to make a leap forward. They have to be in that mid-80s conversation. And I said, we did a small topic yesterday. I lamented, I thought they were a shoo-in to take Wyatt Langford in the draft. They took Max Clark, college player, high schooler, guy debuting opening day for the Rangers, guy 2 years away. But now, the other angle was I supported Jim Costa in his quest. Matt Chapman, 3 at 54. Well, they didn't do that either. And we've had Scott Botts call up and do the whole, well, we don't want to block, you know, Young, and we're teaching him third. Let me ask you a question. When a player signs a one-year deal, are you blocking him?
No.
Well, that's really what Matt Chapman signed. You want the deal points?
Yeah.
Here are the deal points. The two sides agreed on a 3-year, $54 million contract. One problem. Chapman was sure to have his agent get a pair of opt-out clauses. Our goals were to get a long-term deal that we felt was worth it, or if not, get a short-term one with opt-outs and bet on myself. That's Matt Chapman. If I was going to do something long-term, I'm going to get the value I'm worth. The expectation is for Chapman, who will turn 31 in April, to opt out after the first year. So it's really a one-year, $18 million deal. And your Detroit Tigers thought it better to sign a guy with a broken pelvis and a collection of quad A players at third instead of 1 year of Matt Chapman. Say it again to you.
We'll figure it out.
Sell me this pen. The pen is, sell me the Tigers are trying. Sell me this pen. We'll get to your calls on that. The other angle. We will play the audio at 5:15. Monty Williams got all angry in his postgame last night. Got their doors blown off by the Knicks. DiVincenzo hits like 11 threes. He does his best Jack Golkey routine. And Monty's incredulous. Well, then we did a deep dive into the Pistons and their record this year. I mean, they're headed to be 12-70. Maybe they beat the Wizards 13-69. God bless. What a season. One problem. You won 17 last year. Two problems. You won 20 the year prior.
So, Mike, you're a betting man. Would you put money on more Pistons wins or more Celtic losses?
What's the Celtic? I know they lost last night.
I think
they're
at 15 losses.
Oh, Celtic losses.
Okay.
I think the Pistons might win one more game. Okay. The point I'm making is you comp the last 3 years of the Pistons with the 3 years of the Process Sixers. The Process Sixers had 47 wins. The Pistons have 52. The Process openly wasn't trying. Troy Weaver's in year four of a rebuild. So we were asking, if this isn't the most embarrassing three-year franchise run in the history of this town, what is? How is Monty Williams going to keep his job? And how is Troy Weaver going to be allowed to execute a draft and an offseason with $65 million in cap space? We'll get you the sound momentarily. I do want to get to the callers, though. Fair?
Fair.
All right, let's go to Mark 97.1. Mark, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Great. I'm excellent. What's up?
Well, first of all, can you put me down as a strong vote in favor of the
the Lion logo with the two bars behind it on the helmet. I mean, I'd buy that today. I mean,
you and me both. I'm hopeful.
That would be outstanding.
That becomes the main helmet instead of the Bubbles the Lion's helmet. I love that thing.
I would be all over that. So, Mike, you know, we're both baseball snobs. I mean, we can do this fan war and fan graph stuff till we're blue in the face. I mean, 2 years select a high school pitcher. You're going to select a high school pitcher when you need bat pass on Mayer. You better be right. Last year, there was a consensus top three. You're going to take Cruz, and then you're going to take Skeens. And then after those guys, it was Langford. And again, if you're going to take a high school over one of those three guys, you better be right. And talking about the Pistons, you're talking about the Lions and the Tigers and even the Red Wings. And the one thing that seems to sort of be consistent is we seem to have four general managers that are all suffering from this smartest man in the room syndrome. I mean, every one of these guys is, I'm not going to sign or trade for Ladarius Sneed. I'm going to give a third round pick for a half of a corner that Sneed is. I'm not, you know, I mean, they all seem to be, I am going to do things my way. And if you don't trust it somehow, some way, you're like, you're the enemy. And if you geek out and tell these people that are rooting for the high school kid over the college kid to read the profiles, right? How does Max Clark rate out? What's the profile? Well, the hit tool is there. He might develop into a 15 to 20 home run guy, maybe, but he starts at high A. He doesn't have a ton of power yet. He has to grow into the body. We understand that, but you're drafting an outfielder who's profiling to be maybe a 15 home run guy. You look at Langford, what's the profile there?
35.
Well, the downside, fringy arm might only be a left fielder because he can't throw that well. But he's also a potential 30-30 guy.
Yep.
He started at AAA, destroyed AAA, and he makes a World Series roster coming out of camp.
Right.
So guess what, guys? You took Max Clark. You better be right.
I'm with you. No, Mark, that's the frustrating part. And then when you double down on not signing Chapman, and it's like you wouldn't do a three-year deal with opt-outs after every year, knowing Chapman and Boris's intent is to opt out, and instead I got to look at Gio Urshela and McKinstry and my mom at third base. It's ridiculous.
Well, and then you have the Scott bots all yelling, Steve bots, the Harris bots yelling at you, going, well, you don't want to block Chase Young. And look at how many, Chapman had 180 strikeouts last year. He grades as a 5-WAR player whose OPS is consistently above 800. It's his best years. It was close to 900. I mean, he has a couple of mid 850, mid 800.
Yeah, and he was hurt last year. You know, like, I mean, I love how Lions fans, many of whom are Tiger fans, will defend Brad Holmes for signing a hurt player, but then Matt Chapman has a down year, and I'm a bleep hole for suggesting you bring him in. Convenient how that works out.
And it makes no sense. I mean, yes, the guy struck out a bunch last year. Plus defender, maybe the best defensive third baseman in baseball. Whose OPS grades well above league average. He would probably be, when you watched the games last year, when I was at the games, and you look at the OPS they put up on the big scoreboard, and you're like, there's one guy? We have one player above major league average?
Right.
When Torkelson got there? I mean.
Mark, that is absolutely my point in all of this, is that I'm not asking for 10-year commitments. We weren't doing stupid radio, hey, sign Ohtani for $1 billion. No. This was about tactically getting better in the here and now. And while building for the future, I have no illusions the Tigers will ever hold a top 10 payroll again. I'm not asking for that. But for you as a paying customer, this is still Detroit. This is still a major sports town. For you not to demand a league average payroll, average, you're 55 million below that. And I can't get them to sign a 1-year prove it deal for Chapman. I'm drafting high school outfielders over this.
If they took Chapman and Martinez, you're still 22 million below. Each on a 1-year deal, one for 18, one for 12. Yeah. You're still 22 million below.
Right. Imagine this lineup if I did. And again, for all the Kerry Carpenter truthers, I like Kerry Carpenter, but I don't want to rely on him when he didn't hit a home run the last 9 weeks of the year. Imagine the lineup that features what Rico's talking about. Riley Green, Torque, JD, Chapman, Colt Keith, etc., etc. Then we worry about, okay,
you
then
can absorb Javi Baez.
And again, the fact
I wouldn't play him, but no, you can absorb him.
That is the most dishonest thing this franchise is doing to this fan base. The idea that they are openly just going to start him again, and they're telling you
the fact
he's so bad, we're just going to put him ninth and hope.
And the fact that the fans will, well, you have to play him because you're paying him so much money. No, you don't. You've already made one mistake. You don't have to double down and then say, okay, we're going to play you, and we're going to also have you go out there and do nothing for the team. You serve the team better on the bench. I'm going to let somebody – I'd rather see somebody young go out there and just make mistakes because at least I know that you can learn from that. Whereas Javi, man, I think this is it. I think you capped out years ago, and I don't think we're going to ever see you – playing the way that you did back in the day. No, I don't see it happening.
Green, Torque, Chapman, JD, Lankford, Keith. The pressure it takes off for the bottom three in the order. And I know one of those spots has got to go to the SS Titanic, a.k.a. Baez. Think about what I'm presenting. Mm-hmm. Think about what Scott Harris is offering these people for their hard-earned money. Now, Scott Harris, I hope he's right.
With that lineup to go with the arms that you have.
Right. I think you could win this division.
Yeah.
Now, take the JD thing out. We're just going to go with Carpenter. Okay. Respect. I'm with you. I wanted one of the two. The idea that I can't get Scott Harris.
I just wanted to point out that you could have had them both and still.
It's a great point. It's a great point. I just, give me just Chapman.
Okay.
I couldn't get them to do that. And you want these people's hard-earned money? We're sitting here looking at an over-under of 80.5 in the worst division in baseball. Mm-hmm. I just think that's so wrong. It's just crazy to me. And yet, I think a lot of people will either be indifferent to it or defend it. I got audio for you. We're going to play it next. You want theater of the absurd? Don't worry. This leaves the Matt Chapman or Wyatt Langford thing way in the distance. I got some audio. We'll get to you next. Your phone calls.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The absurdity of Monty Williams' post-game remarks. And then I went down the rabbit hole. So the Pistons got drilled. That's not a story. Dante DiVincenzo, my cousin, had 11 three-pointers last night. Not a story, but it's fun.
Your cousin.
But Monty Williams, oh, he wanted to file a grievance now. Now, mind you, you're coaching a 12-60 basketball team. Here's Monty Williams when asked about it last night. Listen, this is theater of the absurd. Listen to this.
I know it's hard not to bring up the performance that Dante DiVincenzo just had, just when he gets hot.
I don't care about their team at all. I could care less. Those guys, the way they got those threes, I don't want to be a part of that story.
Wah, wah, wah. So here's the absurdity. You are more upset by this than the fact that you've sat here and looked like Peter from Office Space all year, a man who openly does not want to be at work. You have done one of the worst coaching jobs in the history of this league. You were paid $13 million. You couldn't figure out a way to get along with Jaden Ivey or get Cade and Ivey to play together. It has been an absolute disaster. But now you want to peacock on the microphone and talk about how unsavory the Knicks were for running plays for DiVincenzo to get a record? Mm-hmm. Dude, stand down. Now, here's the best part. I got upset by it. And then I go, wow, they're 12 and they are going to be 12-70. And they only won 17 games last year. I go, wait a minute. Less than 17 and then wait. Didn't they win like 22 to your prior? The Pistons in the last three seasons, if I give them a win in their last 10 games, I'm just giving it to you.
Say Washington.
I'm Oprah. I'm just giving you a win.
You're going to play Washington, they got 14 wins.
You will have 53 wins in three seasons. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Process 76ers, who are by far and away the worst team in the history of this league, forcibly, intentionally, passionately, they wanted to lose. 47. If you think six games in a three-year aggregate is anything, you're insane. You are the Process Sixers. One problem, you're trying. It's year four of a rebuild. The Sixers were so bad, the league stepped in and said, you must stop this. You must. Sam Hinkie must go. That's when they had Brian Colangelo descend down from the clouds. Or Elton Brandt, you must stop.
Mm-hmm.
Rico.
I remember.
They are worse than the Process Sixers when you factor in it's year four of Troy Weaver. It is theater of the absurd because here's the other part. Monty Williams should be fired. He's been an abject failure, and I'm with you. Looks like a guy who regrets ever being here. But the idea that Troy Weaver, with that historical context, seemingly is bulletproof and is going to be allowed to run a draft and run an offseason with copious cap space?
I'll simply say this. You gave all those numbers. Like, tell me how this gets better next year. Who's a guy in the draft?
There isn't one.
That's going to be, you know, the Wimbayama.
Guys, I'm not making fun of this. I'm not being negative for the sake of it. I mean this when
There's
I
no
say
There's no Chet
it.
Holmgren in the draft.
This is a bad draft. This is a really confusing draft. It is heavily dominated by two things you don't really need. Point guards and European players. Like, you can't take Sarr, the kid out of France who's 7'2". I can't play him with Durant. You can't take a pure point guard. You have Cade. Guys.
You got Ivy, who you don't use.
Ivy's got to get traded, Rico. They can't play together.
You got Sasser now. You know, he could be that next guy for you.
That was me flipping Rico off. Sorry about that, everybody in listener land.
No, I was told he was going to be the guy coming off the bench. And he can heat things up.
It's fugazi. It's a weasel. It's a wazzle. It's in the wind.
And that's what I mean. I don't see how this gets better. Each year Troy's been here, they've lost less. They lose more and more games.
They're going to sign Tobias Harris.
Season.
That's how it's going to get better. They're going to sign Tobias Harris. They're going to sign a 32-year-old player who used to be here. And that'll be their answer at the stretch four.
My God, I hope they make it friendly enough that they can trade him at the trade deadline.
If you consider four at 200 friendly.
Now that.
No. Okay, no, okay. No.
That is drunken sailor-like.
Okay. Well, buckle up. Let me hand you a bottle. 248-539-9797.
So between him and Monty, what you end up paying for like $2.5 million per
win?
I'm
making a point to you that this has been one of the most underreported stories in the entire NBA. It is a disgrace that the league has not attempted to back channel and get involved. It is every bit as bad as the process Sixers, if not worse, based on the sheer motivation.
See, I think had they set the record, I think the league would have stepped in. But I think they got off the front page.
Oh, so 12-70, you get a blue ribbon like a...
No, you get forgotten about. When that record was about to go down and they ended up winning the game, I think the same day of the Lions-Cowboys game.
Yeah.
Then it was like, well,
yeah,
okay.
You won the game when Toronto traded their second best player.
Yes. Go ahead, Jeff.
All right, so I just have some ticket text referring to the Pistons here. Unnamed ticket texter says, Monty is 1,000% trying to get fired. He regrets taking this job and is openly showing it. It's horrible, and the Pistons are a crap show.
Okay, well, I have a different word for it, but continue, yes.
Another says, Monty is like that angry coach at the YMCA when you hit a home run and do a backflip.
Right. Like, if you don't want DiVincenzo hitting all these threes, stop him. Mm-hmm. How, like, I would actually understand it if it were someone like Greg Popovich. I've won all these rings. I'm a Hall of Famer. I'm a legend. Maybe.
Show me some respect.
Maybe you're a team, let's say it was Joe Mazzulla, and you got the best team in basketball, and you go, I'm not playing this mess. The reality is no one has a right to it, because if you don't want them dancing in the end zone, stop them.
Fair.
Stop them.
And this is just the last one. Troy Weaver is so clueless, he will probably end up drafting Steven Izzo because he's Tom's kid, SMH. Okay.
That's tremendous. No, I mean it. Guys, I it's why I was so, it was all or nothing with Wembanyama, because there was nothing else that would save this franchise. Nothing.
Because Wembanyama's going to have people who want to play with him.
Now, look at this. Let's say they take Cody Williams out of Colorado. Do you realize Cody Williams' minutes have been declining at Colorado? He's coming off the bench. Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, he's 6'8", 180. You're about 30 pounds short of being able to play in this league at 6'8". Mm-hmm. Who am I taking?
Nobody that's a difference maker. So, yeah, you're going to have to do it in free agency. And I'm sorry, Tobias Harris the second time around ain't him.
So I think I bummed them out. I think I made this man sad.
No, it's when you really look at those numbers and then you ask yourself, how does it get better next year? It doesn't.
I think, okay, and I will say this.
Because you would think even law of averages, Mike, but each year the number keeps going down. Okay.
So what I would say is, this is like if a hitter is in this inexplicable, hitless streak.
Let's call him Javi.
Right, it can't get worse than last year.
Until it does.
It cannot get worse than last year.
Hey, you know what? Sister Jean online too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
The only thing we didn't get to, and we can tomorrow, as more details emerge from this possible gambling issue in the NBA, pair it up with Shohei Ohtani, who, just tell me who wrote that speech, because I know it wasn't him. But we have a lot we can cover tomorrow.
I really do want to talk about the whole gambling thing.
Okay.
Because I think that
we've reached a point.
Yeah. You saw in the notes. We can get to it tomorrow. But yep. Yeah, there's a point where you just... Well, you used to sit back and wonder. Now you don't wonder. Nah, being crazy, conspiracy theory, tinfoil hat. No, this may actually be going on.
Have you seen the Shohei stuff out there?
Excuse me. Jeff with hair first.
Oh,
you
sorry.
Second.
I apologize.
Jeff with a couple of ticket texts
back
and then Rieger.
Backseat to the head of lettuce.
All right. We'll just do a couple from the regarding the NFL draft. This one says, Mike, you should want JJ. He is a winner. He is an NFL prototype who played in an NFL style offense.
What part of me has said I don't want him? I am one step from turning a trick on the corner for a quarterback. Okay?
Right.
You think I care that JJ went to Michigan? So did Amani Toomer. So did Jumbo Elliott. So did plenty of Giants. I don't care. Right. I want to win.
And the thing is, when you say about the, you know, he's a winner and all of that, I look at pretty much a lot of Alabama quarterbacks who were winners and never lost games and won national titles, but doesn't, because then when you lose all of the All-Americans that surrounded you and you go to the bad teams, it's cold out there.
All right, we have another one that says, I want Xavier Leggett from South Carolina, please, at 29.
He is a big, physical, kind of a tank of a receiver. You know, not explosive, not off the ball. Now, if he gets going, he can run real fast. But he's like, he requires ramp-up time, but he's physical in almost like a Debo manner.
And I'm all for taking a wide receiver now. I would normally say no, but with the new rule change, if you're the Lions, make your strength even stronger. Everything is made for the offense. Get a big-bodied receiver to pair up with Amon-Ra and J-Mo, and now you got the trifecta, plus Laporta and your two running backs. You will insulate Goff like no other quarterback in Detroit has ever been. Yeah, and you already have a top offensive line. You can't go wrong.
All right, now we'll talk to Bald Jeff. We have to separate our Jeffs. One has Regal lettuce. The other looks like Welfare Kojak. There's a difference.
How many people in your listening audience actually know who Kojak is?
Probably like 11.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, boys? How we doing?
Great. I asked you to sell me this pen during a commercial break, and you couldn't do it.
Now, listen, I love the Tiger topic. I like to think I was ahead of the curve on the Tiger topic. Now, the whole draft pick of Max Clark, I haven't brought that up. It's a good point by you.
I brought it up in the summer. I have every right to bring it up Wyatt Langford's breaking camp with the Rangers.
But the fact that, and I'm going to be doing some hate watching, I think we all are, but there were guys on the market that could have helped you. Scott Boras couldn't get him what he thought he could get him, and you decided not to take a shot at any of them. And you call them Scott bots, which is funny. But it is amazing how many people are just like, you know what? This is our guy. He's doing it the right way. We got all the patience in the world.
And
why
do you
have patience?
You've been bad for a decade. Years. This division is ass, and minor moves to show me you're trying may net us a real pennant chase and or playoff games. Like, I don't think that makes me a bad guy. You know how good Max Clark's going to have to be to justify the fact that Wyatt Langford's up here day one with a World Series team? And oh, by the way, Matt Chapman, 1 year at $18 million. He has opt-outs. He's going to opt out after 1 year. Don't sell me that Gio Urshela, who finished spring training with one extra base hit, Urshela, Frankenstein, third base, is better than Matt Chapman,
no,
who's
but see,
a proven gold glover with an 800 OPS.
They just disagree with the way they run their baseball team. Like, they want flexibility. They want flexibility at every position. Like, A.J. Hinch has to have the ability to put a guy here and a guy there constantly. They don't want an everyday third baseman. Like, apparently those days are dead to them. They don't want an everyday DH because you could have got one of them too, but they decided not to. One in $12 million in J.D. Martinez. Instead, he goes to the Mets. They don't want that for whatever reason.
Well, that's fine. I just got, you know what? Show me a divisional title and
they were right,
I'll stand
and
down.
We were wrong. Absolutely.
But, like, give me a break. So what are you doing? You doing Tigers? Did you like our process Sixers are less embarrassing than the Pistons?
Maybe a little depressed. But
No. You got to have fun with it.
I enjoyed it. No, I'm going to do something that I don't think you guys hit on. And it's coming up in 45 minutes. It is the biggest game of the year. Wings and Capitals.
I know.
I'm hard.
Jeff, we can't call every Wings game biggest game of the year. The Blue Jackets game was the biggest game of the year.
Islanders,
the Coyotes
was,
game. The Islanders game.
This game.
No. You don't get to do.
This is not only biggest win.
No.
You know what?
Biggest win.
I don't think people realize they want the Wings to make the playoffs. You're in the playoffs right now.
They are.
If you treat it as if you're already in the playoffs right now, can you win the rest of this year? That's your first series.
Capitals stink. Win tonight.
Everybody but Alex DeBrincat is in the playoffs right now. See that dude's stats? 12 games, 2 assists, no goals.
Listen, it's suboptimal. It's been a little bit of a cold streak.
By the way, the Capitals, 7-3 in their last 10. They're in the playoffs. You're not. You lose. You're 3 out. Oh, and they're a minus 27 goal differential.
What do you want from me? All I'm saying is you can't say they're all big games. You're in a playoff drive.
After this one.
That's it. I'm out. Jeff, turn. Jeff with hair. Turn off his mic.
I also got a comment I want to play on the air, and I have a question about
it. I'm hard. We'll talk to everybody at 2.
Biggest game of the year.
Turn him off.
Dude, don't you dare. Just because you have hair doesn't make you better than.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.